If you are interested in growing plants for either gorgeous leaf shape, flowers, or scent, stay tuned because Hoya is the answer to your prayers.
Welcome to the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, where we not only learn how to care for plants successfully, but how to simply and affordably use our plant babies to cultivate more joy in our lives by doing so. I'm Maria, former plant killer turned happy plant lady, author of Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness, speaker, podcaster, and most importantly, your new best plant friend. On Growing Joy with Plants, you'll find conversations about houseplant care, gardening tutorials, and wellness through the lens of plants.
Hello, plant friends. Welcome. If you're new here, I'm Maria. I am here to help you care for plants successfully and grow more joy in your life while doing so. And if you're a repeat listener, welcome back. I am so honored to be a part of your plant parent journey and help you care for plants and grow joy. Welcome back to this ongoing mini series on the podcast called Growing Joy with Leaf Joy. I've partnered with Proven Winners Leaf Joy to bring high quality educational podcasts to you to ensure you have a thriving indoor oasis of the perfect plants for you. And what more perfect plant than the Hoya? Gosh, there are so many different reasons I love Hoya. They are so gorgeous. They are so drought tolerant. They are pretty easy to care for with just a few things, which we're going to dive into. There's one massive tip for Hoya care. And once you nail that, you're going to be off to the races and so excited with all of the amazing, diverse growth that you'll have in your plant care collection. Hoya really had a moment, I think, in like 2021 and 2022 on social media. I think because of the incredible diversity of the genus itself, there are Hoyas that look so different from each other. For a curious collector plant parent, if you've taken my plant parent personality test, you know, that curious collector plant parent where the plants are like Pokemon, you got to catch them all. Like there's so many different Hoyas that you can collect. But there was a viral moment where you saw a lot of blooms, Hoya blooms in time lapses, and you see these little star flowers like burst open at different times. And a lot of different Instagram reels had it so that the blooms would burst open along with the music. And there were a bunch of viral reels. You can probably find them very easily on the internet. But also those blooms have scent. So a lot of people grow them for that. A lot of people grow them for the blooms. A lot of people grow them for the plants. There's so many different reasons to grow Hoya. For me particularly, Hoya have a very special place in my heart because Hoya carrii, the sweetheart plant, Hoya carrii is a Hoya that has heart-shaped leaves, and you'll often see them in the market at around Valentine's Day where it's called a blind cutting. So basically you root one leaf and you plant it in a pot and it's one heart-shaped leaf. So it looks like a heart growing out of a pot. It won't usually grow further than that because it's a blind cutting, but you can also see these vines that have these heart-shaped leaves, you know, but anyway. Hoya carrii, sweetheart plant. It's a very popular plant, and I incorporated it into my wedding. So everybody that came to my wedding, the tablescapes of my wedding were covered in Hoya carrii in terracotta pots. That was part of the tablescape, and then everybody got to go home and bring a plant home. And because it was a heart-shaped leaf, we said, take a piece of our hearts home with you. And I don't know, I just have a very special place in my heart for the entire Hoya genus, but specifically Hoya carrii, which is a wonderful plant, a very easy plant, very giftable plant. So I want to dive into a bunch of plant care to make sure that, you know, with a couple of simple tips, you can have Hoya thriving in your home very easily. But before that, I want to zoom out and think about Hoya in the jungle, Hoya in nature. So where do these plants live in nature before we dive in and go into the nitty-gritty care for how to care for them indoors? Hoyas are mostly epiphytic plants. So that means that they climb in the jungle, they creep, they twine, they vine all over trees and other plants in the jungle. They have a vast array of different leaf shapes, different textures, different colors that could be found in nature. They predominantly hail from Southeast Asia with countries like Australia, Papua New Guinea, and parts of China and India being hotspots for these plants as well. You often see with their growth pattern, they send out their kind of stems or vines first, and then the leaves grow subsequently after because those stem vine things, I don't remember the correct term, but they will climb trees and plants, obviously. So you can tell that just by their natural growth habit, even indoors. So now knowing that, let's talk about Hoya care for indoors, because obviously indoors is very different than outdoors. So with lighting, the main thing with Hoya is they probably like more light than you would be accustomed to. Hoya love bright light. If you want blooms, you need to give your Hoya light. If you want vivid colors, you need to give your Hoya light. If you want your Hoyas to grow quickly, you need to give your Hoya light. Most of the answers to Hoya troubleshooting is you need to give your Hoya light, right? They like bright, filtered light for optimal growth. Avoid exposing Hoyas to too much direct sunlight, because if you do that for extended periods of time, it might cause sunburn or blushing. So sometimes you'll see Hoya's leaves turn pink. And even though it's very pretty, that pink color can mean that they're actually burning. So some people will force, they'll overblow their Hoyas with light to kind of turn them pink, but it's not necessarily helpful for the plant. So if you want a pink Hoya, there are plenty of Hoyas that naturally are pink, like the Shining Sea Hoya that I'm going to talk about in a little bit from Proven Winners Leaf Joy. But just know that, you know, leaf burn can happen. So it's about finding that sweet spot of giving your Hoya the volume of light that it wants to put off blooms, grow quickly, grow nice, robust leaves, but also not burning it. When it comes to watering, I have neglected my Hoya so bad. Hoya's leaves are very succulent and they're very drought tolerant. That's why I love this plant, particularly for the low maintenance plant parent, for the curious collector plant parent, for people who want to have beautiful plants in their home but can't be watering them on a daily basis. Most Hoya are so drought tolerant. I have left my Hoya without watering them for like 3 to 4 weeks at a time. I don't know if I would recommend that, but they've gone through it. You'll see when they're underwater, their leaves will start to get wrinkly. But if you touch a Hoya leaf, it's succulent. It almost feels like a succulent. It's thick, it's waxy. And that normally is a sign that this plant holds water. So you're going to want to water when the top inch of soil is dry, and then you're going to want to drench the plant, water thoroughly, but not necessarily frequently. You're going to water until water comes out of the bottom of the hole of the pot. Then you're going to let the top inch of soil dry out before you water it again. Hoya do not like wet feet. I overwatered my Hoya 2 weeks ago, actually, some Hoya that I had potted up. I overwatered them once and they kind of turned to mush. I was able to save the plant because I repotted it quickly, but Hoya really don't like wet feet. They do not want to sit in water. So be careful, because they are very sensitive to that. So err on the drier side than on the wetter side when it comes to Hoya. I like planting my Hoya in a chunky aerated mix. I use usually just Espoma organic potting mix, and then maybe I'll put a little bit of orchid bark in it if I want to make it a little airier. I put my Hoyas normally in terracotta pots because that allows for the soil moisture to wick away. So terracotta is a great option. If you tend to be an overwaterer, put your plants in terracotta pots, because the terracotta will actually absorb and wick the water away and help you manage that overwatering habit that you have. I also have Hoya in plastic pots, but plastic obviously can't wick. So just know I have them in both plastic and terracotta. I prefer to put my Hoya in terracotta, but sometimes I put them in plastic because plastic is lighter. But just know, make sure that those plants are not sitting in a lot of water or are not getting overwatered. In terms of humidity, obviously Hoyas thrive in the jungle. They thrive in humid areas in nature. So if you can provide your Hoya with humidity, they'll be very happy, 60 to 80%. However, my Hoya are not in humidity and they're doing great. So if you're someone, once again, like a low maintenance plant parent, and you don't have time to be running humidifiers, or you don't have a humid home, that's okay. Hoyas will thrive still without the extra humidity, which I absolutely love. In terms of potting, I know I already talked about soil medium. I find that Hoya prefer to be root bound than over potted, if that makes sense. That's not English, but basically, you don't want to up-pot your Hoyas too much. Their roots don't want to be in too much soil. I've heard from Hoya people that if you keep them on the smaller, more snug pot size, it's also going to help them bloom more often. So you should be repotting your Hoyas every year, but there's a difference between potting up and repotting. We have a whole episode on this on the podcast if you want to dive in. But essentially, potting up is moving a Hoya from like a 4-inch pot into a 6-inch pot. So potting up, sizing up in your pot. Then there's repotting, which is just a soil refresh. You take the plant out of the pot, you shake off the soil, you put new fresh soil in, which has new nutrients, and then you put it in the same size pot. So with Hoyas, don't just necessarily keep bumping the size up until you see a pot that's full of roots, where you see roots busting out of the holes at the bottom of the pot, right? So keep air on the snugger side when it comes to pots for Hoyas. Now, how can I get my Hoya to bloom, right? That's like the number one question everybody asks. I will say I have had Hoyas for many years. I have them under grow lights. It's hard to get them to bloom, right? So I'm going to argue grow Hoyas for their incredible leaves, their incredible leaf shape, the incredible variegation, the incredible patterns that their leaves have, and then let the blooms be a added benefit and not the reason you grow. There are other plants, if you want to grow houseplants that bloom, there are other plants that bloom easier than Hoya. I would say Anthurium, the flamingo plant, Anthurium adrianum blooms faster than Hoya, and also African violets are great blooming plants if you want blooms in your house. I'm not saying you can't have Hoya bloom. I'm just saying sometimes I hear from people they get Hoyas and then they really struggle with them blooming. This is just like a rephrase, a resetting of your mind, right? But if you do want plants to bloom, here are a couple of tips. Obviously, Hoya need light. So if they're underlit, they're not going to bloom for you. Make sure that you're giving the Hoya the light that you need. You also need to Google the specific type of Hoya that you have, because sometimes Hoyas flower based on daylight sensitivity, right? So some Hoyas are sensitive to day length, how many hours of the day they're seeing sun and how many hours of the day they're seeing night. So if you have a Hoya that you want to bloom that isn't blooming, give it a Google and see if it's one of those daylight sensitive plants that you might have to tinker around with the grow light in order to trigger it to grow. Please don't make the mistake that I made with one of my first Hoya, which was cutting a peduncle spike because I didn't know what it was. So Hoyas bloom with a peduncle spike. The peduncle supports the flower on the plant. It's a little spike. The flowers come out in an umbellate form, like an umbrella. So the peduncle emerges from the leaf axle or node. Then it produces the inflorescence, which is the cluster of flowers. Usually these Hoyas are star-shaped flowers. They're so beautiful. It's a bunch of different mini flowers in one little collection, in one umbel. It looks like a little umbrella of flowers. It's so beautiful. And then each flower is attached to the plant via a pedicel. So when I was a beginner plant parent, I was gifted a Hoya cutting that had peduncles on it. So Hoyas throw off a peduncle and that's where the flowers grow from. And they will rebloom on the same peduncle. I didn't know what the peduncle was. I thought it was just like a dead stem and I cut it off. And because of that, I cut the ability for that plant to rebloom. So now the plant had to grow all sorts of new growth and more peduncles in order to get those new blooms. So be mindful of your peduncles on your Hoya and don't accidentally cut them off when pruning the way I did when I was starting out. So embarrassing. The other thing with Hoyas that I think are great is they're awesome trellising plants because Hoya, like we said, are epiphytic. They climb trees in the jungle. They climb plants in the jungle. They have roots that are adapted to climbing. So Hoyas you'll often see on the internet, like the big massive Hoya collectors, they put their Hoyas on these epic trellises, right? So you can get a trellis that's made of wire, made of copper, made of moss, made of coir, whatever type of trellis you want. Hoyas love to be trellised. You'll see, like I said, they throw off their vine first before their leaves grow in, and you can train that vine to kind of wind around a trellis. So I have multiple of my Hoyas on trellises. They're so happy. And aesthetically in my home, it just looks so beautiful. So I highly recommend trellising your Hoyas. You'll also notice that there are some Hoyas that are better as a cascading plant, right? There are some Hoyas that look better cascading over the pot, and then there are some Hoyas that look better and cooler being trained. So you can play around, get a bunch of different types of Hoya and experiment with which ones you want cascading and which ones you want trellised. So Proven Winners Leaf Joy sent me some of the Hoyas that they have in their greenhouse. If you don't already know, Proven Winners Leaf Joy is one of the premier houseplant brands in the country. They are blowing houseplants out of the water. They have a high-class, state-of-the-art European greenhouse that they are growing the most incredible species of plants in. They are bringing incredible plants to market, but not only are they incredible species of plants, they're grown so beautifully. Every plant has a robust root structure, really big, bushy plants. You're not getting a little plant from Proven Winners Leaf Joy that's like one stalk and one leaf. You're getting lush, gorgeous plants that are usually pest-free, so high quality. I've had such success growing species that I have not had success before with Leaf Joy, because the quality of their plants is so good. So without further ado, I want to walk you through some of my favorite Proven Winners Leaf Joy Hoyas, what I like about them. And so if you see them in your garden center, look for the Leaf Joy tag and grab yourself some Hoyas. So one of my first Hoyas was literally a cutting in a store in my local neighborhood. There was a store that had this beautiful Hoya, and I just literally asked the owner if I could take a cutting of it while I was shopping in the store. And she was like, yeah, I guess so. I rooted it in sphagnum moss, planted it up, and this Hoya carnosa has just been like trudging along for me. So it's a splash variety, my original Hoya carnosa. It hasn't bloomed for me yet, but it's so beautiful. It's put off so much growth. You know, it's so fun to have that cutting win. But I also will say, if you're new to Hoya, getting a fully established Hoya with a robust root system is going to set you up for so much more success. So two Hoya carnosa's varieties that I'm growing from Proven Winners Leaf Joy. The Hoya Green Light is an incredible tri-color Hoya that has this incredible cream-colored variegation and deep green margins. It's so gorgeous. And the new growth is pink. So the stems and the new growth is pink, and then it will solidify more into that green and cream. It's a real showstopper. Highly recommend. If you follow me on social media or if you've listened to this podcast, I love pink plants. Pink is one of my main brand colors. I love the color pink. I love pink plants. I collect all the pink plants. The Hoya Endless Cascade Shining Sea Star, very similar to like a Crimson Queen moment, is so gorgeous. It's a pink Hoya. The pink is so vibrant in this variety of the variegated Hoya. It has cream, it has pink, it has dark green. It is just like the happiest, most gorgeous plant. I love it so much. If you like the splash variety of variegation and splash, it's like the splash variety kind of looks like rain. It's like if white paint was like splattered or splashed all over the leaf. The Hoya Rangsan is one of my favorite options for this. It's called the Endless Cascades Fresh Rain at Proven Winners Leaf Joy. But it has this gorgeous splash variety on the leaves. It's dark green with this light cream splash. You could get lost in the constellation of variegation on these leaves, and it flowers on the quicker side. So if you want a flower grower, the Hoya Rangsan is a great idea for you. Now, I love a plant with a hard to pronounce name. A plant that I haven't cared for yet that I just got is called the Endless Cascades Hoya Quinquenervia. 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 The Hoya Quinquenervia. It's beautiful. If I can't pronounce it. It's a really beautiful plant, friends. I highly recommend growing it. It's more of a classic green Hoya. Some of the leaves do have a reddish purple hue. The larger ones are so striking. The blooms are fragrant. If you do get it to bloom, mine is not in bloom right now. And it's really beautiful almond-shaped leaves. I have it on a trellis. It's so gorgeous. Probably the weirdest Hoya in my collection right now is the Hoya Callistophylla Black Cat. I think I'm pronouncing Callistophylla Black Cat correctly, otherwise known as Endless Cascade Shadow Falls. It's like such an emo name. But man, this Hoya is wild. The pattern on the leaf is unlike anything else in my entire collection. It looks not real. It looks like it's not natural. It has this vein bleed effect. So it's super dark green veins and a lighter green leaf. And it looks really freaky. It kind of looks like an alligator skin. It looks like some sort of green tortoise print. It's kind of hard to explain, honestly, plant friends, but it's a really weird, awesome pattern. You should go to the video companion to this podcast episode on my YouTube channel where I go through and actually show you all of these different plants. The black cat variety, or check, you know, my Instagram feed out. The black cat variety is super weird, super awesome. If you like weird and unusual plants, if you're a curious collector, I think you're really going to like the Callistophylla black cat. Be careful, though. It is very prone to root rot. I had a root rot moment with it when I was starting out. So make sure that that plant's dried out and doesn't sit in any water. Hoya latifolia is another beautiful Hoya. The leaves are a little bit bigger. They're a little bit more interesting than the classic, just like almond-shaped Hoya leaf. They're almost heart-shaped. They're not exactly. Some of them are, some of them aren't. They have really interesting veins. The leaves have a very interesting texture. It's like almost kind of bumpy. It's super beautiful. There's a variety called Sarawak Cream that has a really beautiful milky variegation that's really gorgeous. The leaves are super glossy. I have this trellised as well. And then on the totally other side where the latifolia has larger leaves, the Hoya curtisii is a Hoya I've had for many years. It almost looks like string of turtles, but not. It's a much smaller, teensy tiny, more succulent type cascading plant. So I have it in a very small pot. It's so bushy and it's just cascading over this little small pot. The leaves are super succulent, but yet super delicate. It looks like a string of turtles. Like each leaf is almost like a turtle shell. It's so cute. I love the Hoya curtisii. I really want to try and grow it into a much larger plant. It is a slower grower, at least in my collection, but I absolutely love it. And it's a totally different aesthetic than the other Hoyas that I've been talking about. Also along those lines, the Hoya Chouke, C-H-O-U-K-E. It's a cross between Hoya carnosa and Hoya serpens. That one has more delicate leaves with a little bit of a variegation, but it's more of like a general cute kind of diminutive light green foliage plant. And then last but not least, the Hoya gracilis, probably one of my favorite plants in my collection, one of my favorite Hoyas in my collection. So gorgeous. The variegation on these are incredible. And the leaves are much longer. They're like slim, longer. Is lanceolate the word we're looking for? Like absolutely gorgeous, long, slender leaves. The blooms smell like caramel. I have not gotten mine to bloom yet. I have not had luck with Hoya blooms in my house, but I'm moving to a much brighter house. So I have hope in the future, but it's another beautiful one. There is such a wide world of Hoyas. There are obviously so many Hoyas I haven't named. I wanted to just give you a sneak peek in some of the newer Hoyas in my collection that are from Proven Winners Leaf Joy. If I missed some, if you like Hoyas that I haven't mentioned, you're welcome to go comment on my Instagram post for this podcast. This is just a very basics beginner general Hoya care. But if you want to dive deeper into the Hoyas genus, let me know and maybe we can do a deeper dive on Hoya Care 2.0. Maybe we could do an episode just on Hoya blooms. But I hope this helps you get started having Hoyas thrive in your home. Please let me know what your favorite varieties are, what your favorite genus are, what your favorite blooms are. I definitely want to try and get my Hoyas to bloom this year. I hope you try the Hoya genus. I love it so much. I love how hardy it is. I love how gorgeous it is. I love the variety in the Hoya genus. There's so many things to love about this genus. I highly recommend you try it. Thank you so much to Proven Winners Leaf Joy for supporting this episode. Go get yourself some Proven Winners Leaf Joy plants. You will not be disappointed. Ask for Proven Winners Leaf Joy when you're at the garden center. Look for the Proven Winners Leaf Joy tag. Get yourself some Leaf Joy Hoya. Let me know what you get. And I hope, as per usual, that they help you keep growing joy. Plant friend, thank you for tuning in today. It means so much to me that I get to be part of your planty journey. If you like what you heard, make sure you're subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. We have so many incredible interviews and solo episodes on incredible houseplant and gardening topics that you will not want to miss this year. And while you're over there in the podcast player subscribing, why don't you click over to the review section of Growing Joy with Plants and leave us a review. Reviews are tremendously helpful for the growth of the podcast, so thanks in advance. If you're looking for more opportunities to grow as a plant parent with Growing Joy content, we've got so many options for you. First, I highly recommend you taking the Plant Parent Personality Test. It's free. It's super fun. It takes 3 minutes to complete. At the end of the test, you're going to get your plant parent personality profile and a curated list of plants, projects, and podcast episodes that are right up your alley, tailored just for you and your lifestyle, inspired by your results. The links are in the show notes. If you're looking to uplevel your plant parent game, I have so many free downloads on my website that I think could help you, like the Understanding Natural Light download or 9 different ways to green up your office space. If you'd like to support the show monetarily and help me bring the show to as many people as possible for free, you can head to our Patreon link in the show notes to learn more about our offerings. And finally, I invite you to come hang out with me and continue the planty conversation on social media, on Instagram and TikTok. I'm Growing Joy with Maria. My DMs are always open if you have requests for topics or ideas for the show. Thank you again for listening. It is truly my honor and delight to help you keep blooming and keep growing joy. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in.
There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up, so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya, and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about five key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.